can't believe it's that time again, and I can't believe I'm in Lapland, and here we are outside Santa's grotto. So let me find the bell here and press the button, and we'll see who's in.
Alan, come in, come in. Oh, it's freezing outside. Come and sit by the fire and have a nice mug of hot chocolate.
Thank you very much. Have you been busy?
Oh, yes, I've been really busy making snow angels and snowmen and feeding the reindeer. That Rudolph's very greedy this year. He's eating all the other reindeer's carrots.
Well, I suppose he's got to have lots of energy because he's going to be racing through the night delivering all those presents, isn't he?
Maybe.
Have you been busy making lots of presents?
Lots and lots of presents. The children are going to be so happy this year. The factories are piled with presents. They're everywhere.
Are they doing the letters again this year for R&IB? Are you going to be helping with those?
Of course we are. And some lucky boys and girls will be having a letter just for them from Santa.
We better tell the big people, all the parents, what they have to do, shouldn't we?
Yeah. All right then. All the elves in Lapland and all the elves in R&IB are really looking forward to helping Santa with his letters this year. All the mums, dads, grannies and grandads, you can address your letters to Santa Claus, R&IB, Midgate House, Midgate, Peterborough, PE1 1TN. And it's really, 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 really important to get your letters to Santa by the 1st of December. So he doesn't answer them too late, because you want to get them in time for Christmas, don't you?
If they can't find a letterbox, can they email Santa?
Yes, of course. All you have to do is write an email to santa@rnib.org.uk, and I'm sure we'll have found his iPad by then too. Oh, and I almost forgot. The big people will have to tell him some things about the letters as well.
All right, what's that?
You have to tell Santa the child's name, age and address and the big person's telephone number in case Santa has a question for them, like where his present is this year. And of course, we have to know what format you'd like your letter in. Would you like Braille, Grade 1 Braille, Grade 2 Braille, large print? And if you want large print, you'll need to tell us what size it is. Otherwise, we won't know. And you don't want a letter you can't read, do you? And I forgot as well, you can get an audio CD. They can hear Santa's voice. I think that's what I want. You need to tell us if you'd like it in English, la-di-da, or Welsh, you know, like that. And really important to remember, if you're going to send an email, it needs to reach Santa's grotto in Lapland by the 14th of December. So he's got lots of time to answer all your emails.
So there's lots and lots of ways that people can get in touch with Santa. Do you get lots from R&IB?
Loads and loads and loads and loads and loads, hundreds of them. Sometimes we have to pile them up. And we love, love, love the letters with pictures because we can pin them up all over the workshop.
That sounds fantastic. Tej, do you think it would be okay if I were to pop into Santa's office to say hello?
Oh, I think it would. I think he'd really like that. But just be really quiet, because he might be on the telephone to a little one.
Okay, I'll be really, really, really quiet. Could you hang on to my hot chocolate for me?
Yeah, all right then.
Ho, ho, ho. Is that Lucy?
Yeah.
Just wondered, was there anything you would really like from Santa? Because my elf asked me when I came off the phone, what did Lucy and her little brother really want from Santa?
I really, really want Annabelle's brother.
Oh, now, Santa has one of these here. So I'll make sure it's wrapped up and your name on it. And where would you like me to put it? Under the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
And what would your little brother like?
He really wants a car.
A car? Oh, it's not a real car, is it?
No.
Santa will get him a nice toy car. Now, you know when Santa comes down the chimney, he's always hungry when he comes into your house. So are you going to leave something nice for Santa and his reindeer?
Yeah. A carrot and a mince pie. pie.
No, Santa likes something to drink. I like milk. Could you leave me a glass of milk?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Well, it's been so nice talking to you again, Lucy. And now I know what you want. I'll get the presents wrapped up and I'll leave them under the Christmas tree on Christmas morning for you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ho, ho, ho. It's Santa phoning for Alice.
Hello.
Have you been a good girl this year?
Yeah.
I've actually heard that you've been a very good girl and you've won a heart award at the school. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes. But another thing I heard about you is your mum coming into the school to teach the children some Braille at the school.
Yeah.
And would you like a Ravenclaw outfit for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yes, you see, I heard all about you. You know, I hear all of the good things that you've done and everything. You've been such a wonderful girl. Have you had a shot on your bike yet? Because I sent a bike early because I didn't want you to be out on the ice at Christmas time. So have you been out on your bike?
Yeah, I went up the hill with Mummy on it.
Yes, I'm going to get a Harry Potter outfit, a Ravenclaw outfit for you for Christmas Day. And do you know what Santa likes left out when he comes?
I usually leave out a mince pie and some carrots chopped up.
And who's the carrots for?
Rudolph.
And where do you want me to leave the presents? Under the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Well, you have a super time and you do everything that Mummy asked you to do before Christmas, so you get exactly what you want on Christmas Day. And Santa's going to say bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Have a lovely time.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Titch, I'm back now. Santa was lovely to talk to, but he's very, very busy talking to all the little children as well. So I think I better just leave everyone to get on with making all the toys and writing on the letters.
All right, then.
I promise I'll come back soon and see you again, Titch. So what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Well, I've got lots to do. I've got to bend all the candy canes ready for the little children to hang on their Christmas trees. But the problem is I keep eating them because they're really yummy, squammy, yummy.
Wow, don't you go eating all those candy canes, Titch. You won't fit into your elf costume for next year.
Oh, dear. All right, then, I promise I won't. Merry Christmas!
Bye, Titch!
Bye-bye!
I look forward to visiting you on Christmas Eve, and I'll try not to leave my boot prints. Mrs. Claus and I, not to mention all the reindeer, elves and fairies, wish you and your family a very happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Love, Santa.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The tidings we bring to you and your kin.